This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Baristas at four Starbucks in the state are on strike today. Those stores are in Denver, Superior, Colorado Springs, and Greeley. Workers have picketed along with others at more than 100 cafes in the U.S. They say it's an effort to get the company to bargain with unionized stores. The strike coincides with Red Cup Day, a particularly busy day when Starbucks offers reusable holiday cups. A winter surge of COVID-19 hospitalizations is building for the third straight year. Here's CPR's Allison Borden.
The number of patients hospitalized with confirmed cases continues to climb sharply in the state. They're now at 379, up almost 60 since just last week. That's higher than any point since February during the Omicron wave. This new wave comes as RSV and flu are also on the rise. With Thanksgiving next week, doctors and public health officials are urging people to test for COVID before gathering and to stay home if you're sick. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
Snow throughout Metro Denver is expected to be the heaviest during rush hour tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Paul Schlatter says drivers should be very careful on the roads.
Because any snow that falls after 3 p.m. is either instantly going to freeze or stick to roads, and it'll make it a very slippery road conditions after 3.
Up to 10 inches of snow could fall in parts of the Northern Front Range and foothills by morning. CDOT says more than 100 plows are focused around Denver and along I-70 in the Central Mountains. Southern Colorado will start to see some snow later on this afternoon. In Boulder, it's 23 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 41. This is CPR News and KRCC.